Rory, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Thanks so much. We haven't talked to you in a little bit, so for those of our listeners who aren't familiar with you, tell a little bit about your background.
Well, I grew up in the Lansing region. I went to Hazlett Public Schools and left the region for about 10 years to start my education and my career. Several years ago, I decided Lansing's a great place. My family's here. So I moved back and rolled up my sleeves and got involved in a number of different community efforts. I'm very involved in my neighborhood association here in the Moores Park neighborhood. I sit on the board of the South Lansing Community Development Association. I've been doing some work to try to improve the Rio Town Commercial Corridor. And last year, I was frustrated with what I saw going on in our city council, so I decided to run. So I'm running for an at-large seat and really just looking to bring some new leadership to our city council.
What specifically frustrated you?
When I decided to run, we had the situation with the marketplace and the armory projects that were on the table, and I was disappointed with the leadership that I saw. Folks remember those projects were voted down, and then there was a court ruling that said that the vote that the council made was actually incorrect. Things like that, where I think the city council has not been proactive. We have not seen, I think, kind of the leadership we need, and we face some very serious challenges. Been knocking on doors for the last 3 months, and I'm proud to say I've hit thousands of doors across the city. And people have some very serious concerns about their housing values and public safety, and we need some serious leadership that wants to be proactive.